People are fascinated by stories. Children sleep well when you tell them a story. Children learn well from just listening to stories. We're so affected by stories until when somebody lying, we'll say you're telling a story. Sometime when a preacher is preaching a great sermon, we'll say, tell the story, Doc. Storytelling has a tremendous effect upon every one of us. And here in our text this morning, one of the greatest storytellers of all time is now speaking, Jesus, the Son of God. Words fell from his lips like pollen from shaken lilies. He not only could tell a story well, but he could really paint pictures with his story. For a story and a parable is nothing but a picture. And if I had to say Jesus was a great picture painter, yes, he could paint pictures. He took the brush of the gospel, dipped it down in the bucket of truth, into the paint of love, painted pictures of the Good Samaritan, painted pictures of many parables, and hung them on the walls of history, and told generations, walk by and look at my work. What a great storyteller. What a great man who could paint pictures. Jesus spoke to the poor people and they heard him gladly. Simply because he did not talk over the people's head. He used parables. He told stories that got people attention. In our text this morning, Jesus is telling a story. Jesus is telling us the parables of the lost. The 15th chapter of the book of St. Luke deals with the gospel of the lost. In other words, I call this book God's Lost and Found Department. In this book, Jesus talks about a lost sheep. Then Jesus talks about a lost coin. Then Jesus talks about the lost prodigal son. But he also talks about the prodigal son brother. It is a lost and found department. Yes, sir. Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
As Jesus talks about loss, he talks about how bad it is to be lost. Mm-hmm. Being separated from God is a picture of being lost. Yes. I don't know about you this morning. I may not know a lot of things. I may not be able to matriculate in many areas. I may not be able to talk about certain things. I may not have no money and I may not be rich and wealthy, but thank God I'm not lost. You ought to be able to look at somebody and say, I don't have a lot of things, but thank God my soul's not lost. Stories told one time about a man who was lost, came to a little boy and said, little boy, which way is downtown? Little boy said, go down, make a right, make a left, and keep straight. The old man tried that. And he got lost. Came back again and said, little boy, which way is downtown? The little boy said, I told you, go down, make a right, make a left, and keep straight. He went on and tried that again and still got lost. He came back to the little boy and said, little boy, you're about the dumbest little fella I ever seen in my life. The little boy said, I may be dumb, but I ain't lost. Brothers and sisters, it's bad to be lost. You look bad when you're lost. You look helpless when you're lost. I don't care how much money you have and how much education one has. If you're lost, you're in bad shape. I want you to understand the entire thing about the prodigal son is that I can sum him all up with three things. He got sick of home, he got homesick, and he got back home. So if you want to know the whole story of the prodigal son, there it is. Oop, there it is. He got sick of home. He got homesick. And then he got back home. So some folk need to get sick of home. They go off. Have you noticed when you get sick of home, you go off on a vacation, and before you can get off, you got homesick? Now you can't even enjoy the vacation that you've been wanting to get away from. Now you're homesick. And now you got to get back home. Because you're never satisfied when you leave home. Praise the Lord this morning. Now I want to say some things about this prodigal son that some of us need to think about. Most of us have always looked at the prodigal son in a negative way. And I'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I want to say some good things about this young man. He was really not a bad boy. He had not stolen anything. Nothing was in the record where he murdered nobody. Nothing's in the record where he really lied on nobody. He was just young and restless. He was really a good kid. But I want to show you before we talked about how he went wrong, some good things about this boy. First of all, I want you to know he asked for it. He came to his dad and said, "Father, give me my portion that belonged to me." He asked for it. Wouldn't it be nice if you just asked me? Don't steal from me, baby. If you want it, ask me. Don't go in my billfold talking about I just borrowed $10 while I'm asleep. Ask me, and I'll give it to you. Don't go pulling nothing off the table because you saw lying there saying, "I just needed a few dollars." Ask me, and I'll say, "Okay, you can have it." Don't go get in my car, pulling off, and I'm looking around and the car gone. If you want my car, ask me, "Can I borrow your car?" And the first thing I'm going to tell you, good, put some gas in it. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous thing to be a thief. It's a dangerous thing to take advantage of people. It's dangerous to steal from people. I got to admit one thing about this young boy. He did not take his inheritance. He asked for it. Then the next thing good about this boy, he only asked for his portion. He didn't ask for nobody else's portion. Some people are so selfish, they ask for what they want, and they'll take what's not theirs and somebody else. But he didn't want nobody else's things. He didn't want nobody else's gift. He didn't want nobody else's talent. He didn't want nobody else's substance. He said, "My portion." Yeah. Wouldn't it be good if you just ask for what you want and let that other person ask for what they want? Another good thing about this young man, he went in a far country and did his mess. He didn't stay around the house and do his mess. When he decided he wanted to do wrong and get out there and become messy, he went in a far country. And wouldn't it be nice if you respected your mother and father's name, that whatever you're going to do, you get out. Praise the Lord. Look at your name and say, "Get out." The boy did get out. He didn't stay around the house and bring shame. He got out. When you get old enough that you want to ask for what you want, and when you get old enough that you want to be your own man, and you get old enough that you don't want to follow my rules, then it's the doorway highway. Get out. Brothers and sisters, it's bad when you got grown folk in the house and they want to be grown in your house. I got news for you. Get out. The boy did get out. The boy did go a long ways in a far country. Another good thing about the prodigal son is that when he had fallen, he did go find a job. The Bible says he went and got hired to another person in that country. He sought for work. And it's wonderful. I don't care how bad people say things about some people, they do work. Some of you have husbands that don't come to church and maybe not God-fearing, but you ought to thank God he will work. I'd rather have a husband who will work and don't go to church than to have these self-appointed talking about Bible toting and Holy Ghost quoting men that shot all of them down the aisle but won't work. Baby, I don't know what's worse than to have a sinner who will work and a saints person who won't work. What is good for you? This young man had something in him that made him work. He said, I want a job. Another good thing about this young man, he went away young and he came back young. He didn't wait and go off out there and stay until he got old and bent over and wasn't nothing else to do and come dragging in. Talking about now I'm ready. I'm impressed when a young person go off and then come back young. Some of the older folk get mad with young folk and talk about them like a dog, but at least they came back young. Some folk wait until they get old to join the church. Done everything, gave the devil all your youth, gave the devil all your talent when you were young, and now that you done run out, ain't got nothing else to do, bent over, can't do nothing, now come dragging in, talking about I'm ready. I ain't got nothing for you to do but sit on the pew. What I'm going to get out of you, and I need you to witness, and you hollering about arthritis. How am I going to get praise and say, lift your hand, and you hollering about I can't hardly lift them up for arthritis? You ought to be glad when a young person come down those aisles. You ought to be shouting all up and down the aisle when a person young come to the Lord. I expect old folk to come. Some of y'all can't look at nobody and do no wrong because you can't see. Some of y'all ain't winking your eyes because you can't see. That's not him. You're not impressing God when you holler about what you don't do when you can't do. What impress God is when you can do and don't do. The young man went away young and came back young. Had you ever thought about that? Another good thing about this young man, he didn't blame nobody for his faults. When he had fallen down at the hog pen, he didn't go blaming it on his mama. Didn't go to saying it's the way they raised me or they didn't do this for me when I was young. He said, I have sinned. And the next final thing I like good about the young boy, he came home. He knew his way back home. He knew his way back home. Some folk don't know the way back. Some folk know how to go out, but they don't know the way back. Even a dog know how to get back. You can take a dog and take him across town and leave him overnight, but just wait until the next morning. He'd be at the door saying, years ago, we had an old cat that we didn't want to kill. She was so old. So we took that cat out in the country and left the cat out in the woods. 1 week later, that old cat was on the porch looking at us. Meow. Even a cat know the way back home. Some animals know the way back home. A mule know the way back home. A cow can get out the fence, but know the way back home. They said years ago a man broke into a store in the Holy Land, and he was riding on his mule. The man escaped and got in the crowd. The police said, we ain't worried about him. Just follow the mule. And they followed that mule right to his house and picked him up because the mule know the way home. Some of y'all know how to go out there, but you don't know the way back. Some men know how to go out, but don't know the way back. I don't care where you go, man, you ought to know the way back home. Come on with me now. I ain't getting no amens this morning. I said this young man didn't know the way back home. Now, that's some good things about the prodigal son. The negative thing about this prodigal son is that when he came to his father, he came to his father because he was young and restless. The Bible said, and the younger of them. It's amazing when it said the younger of them, because most time it's the younger of them that's most spoiled. Most time the elder brother didn't say nothing because the oldest child always get the hard work. The oldest child always got to see about everybody. The oldest child is always responsible. It's that baby that we spoil. Don't hit my baby now. Beat up the oldest one. But when the baby do all that dirty stuff, come here, that's my baby. That's my baby there. I had three sons. I would whip Arg. I beat Kenny, but you didn't touch my baby. And I remember one time, little Timmy, he went there and hit Kenny one time and hit him hard. Kenny went to hollering. I went there and then I said, "What's going on?" Little Timmy went to look and pit him. "You a baby then." Kenny said, "He hit me." I looked at little Timmy. I said, "What's going on?" Timmy said, "He hit me." I said, "He hit you." "He hit me, Daddy." Because he knew I was going to whoop somebody. Kenny said, "But Daddy, Timmy hit me first." And I looked at Timmy. "Daddy, no, Kenny hit me." I said, "Go on up there, Kenny. I'm finna tear up your little behind. You know better than to hit that baby." And as I turned to go up to whip Kenny, Timmy was sitting on the sofa looking at Kenny and said, I turned around, caught him. I said, "Come here, you little lying rascal." And I had to whip his little fanny. But you know, he probably pulled at a lot of time because he knew I would hurt you by messing with my baby. And the Bible said, and the younger of them said to his father, the spoiled one, the one that got everything he wanted, the one that was never wrong, "Look how we can spoil the youngest." The younger of them said to his father, the next thing he said that messed him up, I'm talking about now what put him in the hog pen. The first thing is that this boy did, he asked for something before the season. Y'all missing that? He would not wait for his season to get his blessing. He didn't want to wait until his daddy died to get his inheritance. He wanted it now. Sometimes you can move too quick and it's not your season. Sometimes you can do things that's not in your season. Anybody here know that whatever is for you, when it's your season, you're going to get it. I don't care what God got for you, when it's the right time, if you just wait and don't be in a hurry, it's coming because it's your season. When I get something that wasn't my season, I can mess up the blessing. That's what put him in a hog pen. Next thing put this boy in a hog pen, he had a gimme attitude. "Father, give me. Give me." I call him the gimme man. The gimme man. The gimme attitude. What messed up Satan when he was in heaven? He had a gimme attitude. "Give me God's throne." What messed up Adam and Eve? They had a gimme attitude. "Give me my sight right now." What messed up Lot? Well, that he had a gimme attitude. "Give me the green grass." So he fell in love with Solomon Gomorrah because the grass was green. What messed up Nebuchadnezzar? Well, that he had a gimme attitude. He was a king eating grass like an ox because he wanted folk to give me praise and give me honor. What messed up O Ahab? Well, that he wanted neighbor vineyard. "Give me your garden." Somebody ain't praying with me. When you got a gimme attitude, it'll run you. That's what messed up Alexander the Great. Well, that he had "give me the world." Sat down and cried because there wasn't no more worlds to conquer. What messed up Hitler? He had a gimme attitude. "Give me the whole world and I'll turn the world upside down." When he made every blue-eyed German believe he was superior, Hitler took Germany down to his ruin because they had a gimme attitude. And when you got a gimme attitude, it ain't nothing about wrong with "give me" if you're going to give to me and I give out to somebody else. If you're going to get a blessing from God, you need to learn how to bless somebody else. But most of us, when we won't give me my portion, we want to hold the portion. And then he had it in a far country. The next thing that'll put you at a hog pen is when you head for the far country. Did you know what? It's the far country that messed him up. This far country is about leaving the father's house. Leaving your parents, going out in a far country means that you have gotten out from under the covering. Y'all ain't praying with me. Anytime you leave the covering and get out from under the covering, you're going to end up at a hog pen. I don't care what hits you, stay under the covering. I don't care what folks say about you in the church, you stay here under the covering. I don't care how bad your finances are, stay under the covering. I don't care how the devil come after you, stay under the covering. And when the devil see you smiling when you ought to be frowning, tell him I'm under the covering. Look at this boy came home, fell down on his knees and said, Father, I left here talking about give me, but I come back saying make me one of your high servants. One day I left saying give me, but I come back make me one of your servants. Oh, make me, Lord, one of your servants. I just want to be a servant in the house of the Lord. Make me a better person. Make me a child of God. Make me, shape me, create me, take me. Oh, oh, oh. Make me, Lord. Make me, Lord. The Father said, bring me a ring. Put it on his finger. That's a credit card. That mean whatever you want, stamp it and you'll get it. Bring me a robe, put it on him. That was the Father's robe. Y'all ain't following me. God loved me so much, he gave me his robe. He clothed me with the robe of righteousness. Ain't God all right? He said, bring me some shoes. Slaves are barefooted, but my son need on some shoes. I got shoes, you got shoes. Oh God, children, they got shoes. Oh, I'm going. Ain't nobody here glad you born again? I'm so glad I ain't lost. Can you look at your neighbor? Say, I'm so glad I'm not lost. I'm so glad I've been born again. I'm so glad I know the Lord. I'm so glad. Now you know what this story is about. Mr. Comeback, I'm back. I imagine he went to the church that laughed at him, showed up and said, look, I'm back. So many times some folks said you wouldn't make it and said you'd never rise. Look at him this morning and look at him and look at him and tell him, I'm back. I'm back. The devil thought he had me, but I'm back. I thought I was gone, but I'm back. I had some rough times, but I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. You can't keep a child of God down. I made some mistakes, but I'm back. I went to the wrong crowd, but I'm back. I got sprung out on drugs. Is there anybody here ever been on drugs and not ashamed to admit it? Come on down the aisle and shake the preacher hand and said, I got out there. The devil thought he had me, but I'm back. I'm back. They thought I wouldn't rise, but I'm back. They said I couldn't make it, but I'm back. How many of y'all can say, I've been out there, the devil thought I was staying the hog pen, but I'm back. I'm back. I'm a living witness. God will pick you up. God will bring you back. Somebody here been in a financial dilemma. The devil tried to rob you, steal your family, steal your loved one. But can you come down now and shake the preacher's hand? Say, I lost it all, but I got it back.
I lost my house, but I got it back. I lost my job, but I got it back. I lost some loved ones, but I got it back. I lost a family, but I got another family. I'm back on my feet again. Oh, I'm back. God is a forgiving God. God will bring you back. God will turn you around. God will give you another chance. I'm like dry bones in the valley. Dry bones. You know what dry bones is all about? It's about dead bones coming back together. Ain't God all right? Not a difference in man and an army. Man believe and taking armies and making them dead bones. God believes and taking dead bones and making them an army. Ain't God all right? Man believe and killing was alive. God believe and bringing back was dead and making alive. Coming back, I'm back together. Oh, oh. Thank you, Jesus. God, y'all have to forgive me here. God, I know I'm over my time, but I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy. I serve a God. I serve a God who will give you another chance. I serve a God who will restore you. I serve a God who won't give up on you. Aren't you glad God didn't give up on you? Other folk gave up on you, but God didn't give up on me. God gave me another chance. God picked me up. God turned me around. God put running in my feet. God put clapping in my hand. God put joy in my soul. And this joy I have, the world didn't give it. And the world can't take it away. Jesus gave me this joy. Jesus gave me this peace. Jesus gave me this love. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is all I need. And every day, every hour, I tell the Lord, thank you, Lord, for bringing me back. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way. Thank you, God, for not giving up. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a chance. Thank you, Lord, for turning me around. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Where would I be if it weren't for the Lord? Where would I go? What would I do? Wow. Yeah, 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 yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Wow!
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Taught me how to love myself. recognize my value, my internal wealth. Now I see my potential.